Same ground, different sound. You're on Homo Ground. This is Scantron with episode 194, Fed Up Fest Chicago.
Your sister's bedroom, your parents were away. We went in that closet and put on the panties.
Was the song What Now by Jesus and His Judgmental Father from Leeds, England. They're a four-piece band who have been steadily carving out a place on the DIY music scene for the last 6 years. They combine catchy melodies with a variety of socio-political song themes. They have songs about mental health issues, suicide, violence against trans people, family rejection, yet their songs are served with a sense of hope and togetherness that has the ability to draw you in and make you feel welcome. Their overall message is that being queer is great, stick with your friends, and just be there for each other. They released their first album, Kings and Queens, in 2012, and an acoustic EP called False Sense of Maturity in 2015. They are releasing their second full-length album, It Might Get Better, late this year. While they're very active in the queer community in the UK, they also love creating links with other queer communities across the world, and to widen the scope of what these communities can do together. They are currently on tour in the US and they will be playing at Fed Up Fest in Chicago this upcoming weekend. The festival kicks off on Friday, July 29th and goes till Sunday the 31st. Head over to homoground.com/episode194 and you can find links to the full lineup and schedule. And I'll be talking a bit more about some of the other bands that will be playing. But for now, I'm going to play two more songs by Jesus and His Judgmental Father. Got the songs coming up, Rockstar and Kings and Queens from that album.
cause it jumped her. But this is what the news said. It said the pre-op tranny went in high heels and back and the dress was walking home alone from the gay bar where he sang. From the gay bar where he sang. And so the land outside this.
If you want to check out Jesus and His Judgmental Father at Fed Up Fest, they'll be playing that Friday night, the first night of the event at Auxiliary Arts Center. Again, head over to homoground.com/episode194. You can find links to their website, the Facebook event, all those things. You can get the full lineup. If you're not familiar with Fed Up Fest, it's an annual queer and trans hardcore festival in Chicago. From their website, they say, Fed Up Fest strives to be a community of care. We believe that at the center of liberation is radical love for each other and ourselves. That love pushes us to try to create a better world. Because of that, we are working to minimize the amount of harm that occurs in our space. Up next is the band Ugly Lovers from Olympia, Washington. They're a doomy anarcho-punk duo. They are on tour right now. They've got a big summer tour hitting up Fed Up Fest and Planet X Fest, and they're working on a new album to put out next year. We've got all the dates for their tour on our website, homoground.com/episode194. Coming up are the songs White Savior Mouth, Major Arcana, Sister, and Stress Case by Ugly Lovers. You can catch Ugly Lovers the first night of Fed Up Fest, Friday, July 29th. Up next, I've got music by Crutch, a three-piece fastcore band from Oklahoma City. They formed in September of 2015 and have since released a tape toward the Midwest, and they'll be playing opening night of Fed Up Fest as well. They'll also be playing on August 26th in Oklahoma City with Body Pressure from Austin, Texas, and they said they're pretty stoked about that. Their songs are short and sweet, and coming up, I've got their songs Pulse, Culture Commodity, and Futility. And to find links, head over to Homoground. Coming up next is Sissy Fit, a punk duo from San Francisco. They released their debut EP, Butthole Dentata, in 2014 on CD, and it's available on their Bandcamp. They're releasing a 7-inch called There Goes the Neighborhood this fall, and they are raising money through an Indiegogo, so if you like what you hear and you want to support them, head over to homoground.com/episode194, and you can find links. When asked what their biggest challenge is, they said, "I think a big reason Sissy Fit was made was because we felt alienated most of our lives, being queer, trans, gender nonconforming, and once we found a queer community, we became suddenly ousted, discriminated against for not embodying a white ideal. This is something we live with and permeates our day-to-day. So a big struggle for us is finding and defining community. There's a lot of raw anger and vitriol coming out of our music. Hardcore punk is great for that, but underneath it all is loss. There's no place for us, and enclaves and radical nexuses like Homoground, Fed Up Fest, and Think and Die Thinking Fest are great momentary manifestations, but I guess the biggest challenge for us is, how do we sustain belonging in such a violent-ass world?" They're looking to go on tour this summer, so hit them up if you want to book them in your town. Coming up, I have their songs Chicago Cub, Never Fuck a Gemini, White Dread, and Young, Pale, and Confident. Yeah.
like so reverse racist.
FedUpFest Chicago also states on their website, "We need both love and rage in every part of our lives to carry on dismantling oppression. Punk isn't just music, and queerness is not an isolated identity. Both of these things can be part of radical resistance to the destructive world that we live in today, if we put in the effort to truly learn from and care about each other. We seek to forge stronger bonds and create a community that we can rely on rather than systems of violence. Being accountable to each other is a good way to start." Coming up next, I have music from Naive Sense from Minneapolis, Minnesota. They are a trans-fronted hardcore punk band, blending influences of shoegaze, grindcore, goth, and noise into short bursts of socially conscious and confrontational assaults on the senses. Their new EP is called Body Trauma and will be released August 24th digitally and on cassette. You can find links to their Bandcamp at homoground.com/episode194. Coming up are their songs Kerosene and Femme as Fuck.
I am the one.
You're listening to Homo Ground. You just heard music from Naive Sense from Minneapolis, Minnesota. FedEtFest is more than just music. During the day, they'll have workshops, and you can find more info on their website. I don't think they actually have posted the schedule of workshops yet, but if you check this week, I'm sure they'll make some updates. We've got two more bands coming up for you, so hold on to your butts. Up next is Human Being, a two-piece that consists of Alex on drums and Daniel on synth and vocals. They are influenced by noise, punk, metal, and rock fused with vocals that showcase an array of basic human emotion and post-apocalyptic stories. They have some shows coming up in addition to Fed Up Fest. They'll also be playing July 25th at Liars Club on Fullerton, August 4th at Pinwheel Records, and August 23rd at Club Rectum. Head over to homoground.com/episode194 to find more information. Coming up are their songs Answer Within and Death. We'll be right back. one more band for you called Pussyfoot. They will be playing Fed Up Fest on Sunday along with Human Being, who you just heard, and Spray Tan, who, if you've listened to past episodes, we featured them. And also, if you go to queermusic.tv, you can see their latest music video. It's right there on the front page. Just click play. They're playing with some other bands too, so head over to homoground.com/episode194. Find links to Fed Up Fest. Check out their lineup. Hit it up. So closing out this episode is Pussyfoot, and they are a grungy, gloomy two-piece based out of Chicago, comprised of Megan Homewood and Wendy Zeldin. They met in 2003 at Antioch College, but didn't start playing music until last year. They shared a passion for women who make growling, sludgy rock, and after years of playing their instruments but never being in bands, they decided to give it a go. So here's Pussyfoot. They had their first show last summer, and since then, they've gone on a Midwestern tour and released two cassettes. One is an EP called Appealing, and the other is called Drool Pussy, which is a split with a local band called Drool. They've got some shows coming up. Notably, they will be playing August 10th at Girls Rock Chicago, and they'll be playing for the Campers, and they will be playing at the Burlington Fickle Cycle Fest on August 6th with Drool. When asked what their biggest challenge is, they responded that, as a band, we've experienced a great deal of misogyny, even in the DIY scene. People assume we can't carry our gear, tune our instruments, work a PA, etc. Not to mention the internalized crap we blast on ourselves when we're feeling anxious. We've overcome a lot of this, however, by giving each other frequent pep talks and by hugging after each show. Coming up are their songs Glass, Lorena, and Under Lights. And thanks for listening to Homoground. Check us out, homoground.com, queermusic.tv.
Thank you.